knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
That so evokes Wendy singing every week.
I know. I love that song.
Did you notice that?
Yes. It's hard not to sing along, Dean, you have to admit.
That's very, very true.
Yep, yep.
Ask me where I am right now.
Where are you right now, Dean?
I'm in your living room.
I was just going to ask if you were at Bill Leff's house.
I'm in your house right now.
That should alarm me, but
again?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
somehow.
Well, if you knew what I was doing, you wouldn't be so calm.
By the way, our own Bill Leff was featured on the WGN-TV morning news this morning.
Right.
And we have, I guess Jeff Hoover has posted some clips, so we added them to our Facebook page. Listeners, in case you missed it, go to Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on Facebook and enjoy.
Yeah, featuring Bill's... literally
his real friends
incredible collection of collectibles.
Oh, thank you, Dean.
Just really
did
really
it shock you?
Cool. No, because I've been there.
Yeah,
I've
seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
And he was
I stole
shocked.
Some stuff when
yeah
I, when
I'm missing
I was there
a, some of the best stuff yeah. is gone. I don't know where it went.
Some troll dolls I took. And
that's weird.
Are those troll dolls or the Olsen twins? I can't tell the difference.
It doesn't either way, Bill, don't worry, they're doing fine. I take care of them like they're my own children.
I'm not worried. Dean, you'll have some inside information about this. Wendy and I were discussing it the other day. What's up with this might be feud, might not be feud between The Rock and Vin Diesel? Are they fighting? I don't want them fighting.
I think it was a more publicity stunt than actual animosity between the two. They're both professionals, and they've worked with bigger divas than either one of them. Now, I will say, in my own personal experience, The Rock, when we do interviews, always on time.
Yeah.
Always very friendly. Always very cooperative and nice. Vin Diesel, also very nice.
Yeah.
Also very friendly. I would bet a month's salary, if I was going to interview him, that he was going to be late, though.
Well, that's what they say started the feud, was that The Rock took issue with the fact that he'd show up an hour or an hour and a half late for things, for filming.
You don't get mad at me.
No, but no, of course
I'm
not.
I'm late.
Are you an hour and a half
never
late?
Never an hour and a half
like
late.
Like a minute late.
Right.
Yeah. Almost every time that I've interviewed Vin Diesel, and I like him. We have a very nice relationship and great. I've done great interviews. He's been very nice to me.
Yeah.
But he's always late. He is always, and I mean like two and a half hours.
Oh, no.
3 hours, you're going to miss your plane kind of late.
Wow.
You know, and I like to get to my plane so I can get dragged off in time.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
I like to get there early. So
wear
I can...
a longer shirt, will you?
Right.
But their plan is still, you know, they're doing a version of The Odd Couple. That's still on, right? They're not going to stop that.
No, as far as I know.
All right, good.
As far as I know, The Rock is still going to be Felix Unger. And Ben is...
Oscar Madison.
Oscar Madison.
I'd watch that.
That's going to be a great movie.
Ba-dun-da-da-da-da. You see them outside. And
that'd be fun.
One throws a cigar on the sidewalk and the other one throws them across the street.
Wouldn't that be fun? Dean, are they going to make a movie out of this guy getting dragged off the United flight? That seems like it should be a movie.
How do you not make a movie out of this whole mess?
I want to see that.
Did you see the press conference?
No, we've been working, but I knew there was a press conference. What went on at the press conference?
You know, it's just, you know, the lawyers setting up what they plan on doing and, you know, laying out their outrage at what happened. I saw... the doctor's daughter was on the dais.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that I didn't see speak because I was also working and paying attention when I could. But I saw it's Corboy. You know, it's like one of these law firms that you see advertising during Maury Povich.
Mm-hmm.
The Briskman brothers were busy.
Peter Francis Tracy's not in on this?
Apparently didn't get the contract on this.
Oh, no.
But, you know, fine law firm, I'm sure, here in Chicago. I just, you know, very familiar name. And, you know, they laid out, you know, what happened. Apparently the doctor suffered a concussion as a result of the skirmish.
He was
de-accommodating.
The what?
They're calling it a de-accommodation.
De-accommodation.
Well, they're the CEO said he had to reaccommodate him, but people are saying that he was de-accommodated from the plane, meaning removed. It's a polite way of saying
removed.
Yeah, I
say kicked off. I say dragged off the plane is what I say.
Dean, I got to ask you, because I am saying that if I was asked to move, I would have done everything in my power not to get off that plane, because I bought a ticket like everyone else. Would you have gotten up immediately? I sure wouldn't have.
I don't think so, but I also think that the security guards acted, or police or whoever they were, the Department of Aviation people, that physically grabbed him and pulled him out of the chair. I think before anything like that would have happened, I would have gotten up and
You're a smart man.
And then Vin Diesel showed up an hour and a half later.
And said, what's all the hubbub?
Somebody call Felix Unger. Dun, 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 dun. We told him not to leave his wrappers from the peanuts in the front pouch.
I also have to ask you really quickly, because we discussed this last week. Shia LaBeouf's movie was not doing well in England. They had sold three tickets at this time last week.
I've got new Shia LaBeouf information.
What's the info on Shia?
This is he's doing one of his stunts again.
Oh, is he?
You know, like
love that guy.
He sat in a window with a paper bag on his head in New York.
Yeah.
He did a marathon of watching his own movies. He had a camera fixed on him, did a live web feed of him watching his own movies. He stayed in an elevator for about 3 days, and people came and went from the elevator. Yesterday, he went to a cabin in a remote part of Finland where he will live for 30 days without any contact whatsoever with human beings.
Oh.
Speaking on behalf of all the rest of the human beings, I think we can say, thanks, Shia.
Thank you.
Thanks for the little break. We appreciate it. There's no way to reach him except by you have to go to a certain museum in Helsinki, and you can text him, and he can text you back, but that's the only way to communicate with him in any way. There is a live camera feed, but it's of the museum, so you only see people walking around a little log cabin that they've set up in the museum. Shia's not in it.
No.
But you see people walking around this log cabin. You have to imagine that Shia is in something similar.
So here's the question that must be asked then, Dean. When actors do this, and of course Joaquin Phoenix comes to mind immediately because he liked to do stunts like this, is this good for their career, or does it make America get a little sour taste in their mouth when they do stuff like this?
I think that Shia LaBeouf doesn't care. He could care less one way or the other, since this is the kind of thing that he does now. I don't think it even crosses his mind. Does this make me more marketable? Is this going to be more difficult for me to make a movie? Does this lessen my value, my price tag, if I go to make a movie again? He's just doing whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
And part of me sort of admires that, and part of me thinks it's a little nutty.
Crispin Glover used to do this.
Right?
Joaquin Phoenix. These guys just thrive on that. People are talking about him, so I guess that's good.
Wasn't the Joaquin Phoenix one a big fake, though?
Yes.
That was for the documentary that they made where everybody thought he was nuts. And he went on David Letterman and was acting bizarre, and Letterman called him out on the whole thing. And then when the movie came out, it was revealed that the whole thing was just a joke. It was just it was one big long acting job. I don't think that's the case with Shia LaBeouf. I think he really marches to the beat of his own drummer.
Didn't David Letterman say to Joaquin Phoenix after a whole half hour, I really wish you could have been here tonight?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That's good stuff.
The two things made me really miss Dave this week. Seeing him induct Pearl Jam last weekend. If you haven't seen that, go on YouTube and listen to his 15-minute speech. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah?
And
from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
He was hilarious and touching and talked about how he didn't realize how much he missed the ringside seat to live music that he had every single night till he was hanging around all these musicians for rehearsal for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, of course, the other day, Dave's mother died.
Yeah, that was sad.
Just outside of Indianapolis, 95 years old. And I always used to love whenever she was on. So I'm missing my Dave this week.
I know.
I'm missing my Dave.
Believe me, we're all feeling it.
That's why I feel some comfort sitting here in your living room naked right now.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. We'll talk more with Dean Richards in just a little bit. It's Bill and 20 on WGN. Did you get the dump button in time, Kevin? You did? All right. Dean Richards joins us from the WGN TV
News.
That's
funny because in my headphones it sounded like she said...
No, she didn't. We got it with the dump
unique
button.
Unique opening door we openings, you pervs.
That's not what you said.
Oh, man. There's going to be a long meeting. Dean's here to tell us what movies to see and which movies to avoid this weekend. Dean, let's start out with the movie we were discussing a little bit earlier, The Stars anyway, Vin Diesel and The Rock. They're back in The Fate of the Furious.
Can you believe there have been 8 movies on this franchise?
No.
It's do you like this franchise at all?
I've never seen a minute of them.
No, you're kidding
me. I've never seen them. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to make of it. It's just fast cars, right? That's it?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Is there more to it than that?
Explosions.
Yeah. Oh, then I'll start watching.
Shooting.
Yeah?
Yeah, shooting, swearing.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Wendy, how about
yes.
you?
Do you watch the Fast and the Furious
no.
movies? You don't either.
I have not seen a one.
Oh, look at you two snobs.
Yeah, we're snobs.
Yeah, we are.
Look at you two NPR-loving snobs. With your documentary about the life of the earthworm.
Right.
I'm right in the middle of the snob and the Fast and Furious.
I think these movies are so stupid. And
but that's good, right? That's what people want, is they just want them to be stupid, don't they?
At the same time, I find myself smiling during these and laughing and enjoying.
You are not a snob.
The stunts.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that's embarrassed that I'm sitting there, and I was actually looking forward to seeing this new one, Fate of the Furious, is what it's called. It's the 8th movie. I was looking forward to it because it is complete, total mind candy.
But wasn't the last one out about a week ago, Dean? They're like every week they have a new one, don't they?
It's been like a year and a half, maybe.
Right.
Something like that. And the last one was the one that
Paul Walker
partially finished before his death. In a car crash, ironically.
So sad.
His two brothers finished some of his roles where they, you know, shot from behind him.
And Nancy Walker did some scenes too, didn't she?
Walker, there was an unexplained bounty paper towel scene.
That's
still
confusing.
Haven't been able to get any clarity on, but that was there. in the last movie, Paul Walker... You know, sort of decides he's had enough of all this, drives off into the sunset, and leaves this family of, kind of rogue agents who are, get a call and they in this case, go to steal a bomb that might be used to wreak havoc on the world. But Vin Diesel has been part of this group along with... Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Michelle Rodriguez
is part of it. Tyrese Gibson, sort of the comedic value of it. Jason Statham.
Lamb Chop.
Also very funny. Ludacris. Ludacris Bridges.
Yeah.
Part of the franchise. They're a family, and that's a huge theme in this franchise is no matter what, you stick with family. No matter what, you have got the back of your family no matter what. Now, wait, you're going to be shocked when you learn Vin Diesel goes rogue.
Oh, no.
He goes rogue in this movie.
Why would he do that?
Well, it's unexplained for much of the movie, and if I told you right now, it probably would spoil the intellectual stimulation that you might get by this movie. But there's a good reason why Vin Diesel goes rogue, teams up with Charlize Theron, who is evil personified, in this movie. She wants to blow up a nuclear bomb to start a war, between, and in these days where the U.S. and Russia are kind of at each other.
Yeah.
This is a little bit significant. Hmm. So the family, what's left of the family, are now pursuing Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic Toretto is his character. So it's pursuits, and there are really... kind of fantastic, not just car chases, but car stunts, wrecking balls being thrown from the top of buildings and taking out fleets of cars.
Wow.
These driverless cars now going wild. There are amazing visual stunts that go on, special effects in this movie that would put the smile on your face, that make you laugh. It's all completely improbable, completely ridiculous.
Sure.
But if you want to turn your mind off for you know, like a
I do that every day,
couple of hours daily between daily between 10 and noon.
Yeah,
when that happens.
Yeah, 10 and 1.
I say you're going to have some fun watching.
What's Dean's list
this
on
series.
This?
I'm giving it a Dean's List B.
Oh wow!
Wow!
All right,
yeah, giving
all
it
right.
Dean's List B.
That's enticing.
I had a little fun. There's another movie that I'm actually going to see later that everybody is raving about. That's called The Lost City of Z.
Mm-hmm.
Stars Charlie Hunnam, who you may remember probably mostly from television. He's done several series on TVs.
He's the guy that was supposed to be in 50 Shades of Grey, but they axed him, right?
He got axed. He was
they axed him to not be in 50 Shades of Grey.
Sons of Anarchy. He was in Undeclared. He was in Queer as Folk. Very familiar face when you see him. But it's this movie is a true story about the famed British explorer Percy Fawcett, who on an exploration visit into the Amazon believes that he has found an undiscovered civilization
and
kind of dedicates his life to trying to find it at the expense of his family. So it's a professional versus personal conflict, but beautifully shot, I'm told. Really like a movie that might have come out in the 1960s, very Lawrence of Arabia, like I'm told, an amazing story and beautifully shot. So I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to see it tonight. But the early word on this is that it's absolutely spectacular.
The Lost City of Z.
Of Z.
Excellent.
Yep.
Thank you, Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
Have a delightful day.
And you too. That's Dean Richards, everybody. You can watch him on the TV if you like. On the
you
WGNT.
Too.
Yeah.
And if you miss Bill on the TV, go to our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, and you can see some clips from the WGN TV Morning News.
Wendy and I are going to the stream, and you can too, or stick around and listen to Steve Bertrand. He's got the Wintrust Business Lunch coming up next. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.